I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, I was at my parents' the last few days, and Phil goes wild.
Oh,
Phil
dude.
Goes nuts on the snores. Yeah. You can hear him from downstairs. You can hear a guy upstairs going, ah!
They're hitting like 0% blood oxygen in their brains. They're hitting 0% oxygen.
You can hear Phil's apnea from the other room. You hear him just like, ah!
It's just all of their dreams is just them and Kevin Costner in Yellowstone. Yeah.
I don't know, partner. How are we going to get this horse up?
Partner, I can't breathe.
How are we going to get that horse up off of there? That trailer.
They love it. They love it. Like, it's on Fox Nation. Phil saw my stand-up act and didn't approve of it.
What?
Well, actually, my mom saw my stand-up act and then reported back to my father.
Really?
And my father called me and was like, you can't say that. Your mother and I are sad.
Oh, he saw.
So now he's trying to get back on my good side.
You did.
Because I was like, shut the fuck up, Dad.
Yeah, dude. Dad,
this is my art.
It's not ready yet.
It wasn't done, and I said inappropriate things, and I apologize.
Did they see all of? Is there one joke in particular they saw that they got upset about?
They caught a glimpse of that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah, they caught a glimpse of that one, and they were none too pleased.
You have a parent come home drunk, you go,
oh, for sure.
This is a fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed
drunk
out.
Dad is awesome. Your dad gets drunk when you're little. Although the first time I did get scared because I read a book in the library saying like it was all about like
drunk
your dad
dad's
getting
gonna
drunk
get
and hitting your mom. So it was like the book was called like Why Does Dad Hit Mom When He Drinks? It was something like that. First time I saw my dad drunk, I was just like, he's beating the fuck out of my mom right now. And I was just a little coward. I just sat in my room like, I hope he doesn't go too hard on her.
Yeah, you were fucking.
He didn't at all. He was so friendly.
You were saving Private Ryan. He sat on the steps and cried.
Yeah. Oh, man, I should go in there. He was just literally like, he would come in and be like, Dad. I'd be like, well, Dad, don't fucking beat mom.
Oh, that's great drunk. Dad.
Yeah.
That's like
super friendly.
Top drunk.
Phil is still that.
He gets like,
he comes in and goes, yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Then you see him in the morning. He's like, how are you? You're a fucking
red.
Punk. And you're like, oh, you're hungover. I'm not hungover. He's never been hungover once.
Berry Kicks was good.
They were good, but dude, compared to Lucky Charms, I go to my friend's house and crush like Count Chocolate and be like, Berry Kicks are obviously, we would destroy the box, but like, I knew what else was good.
Phil absolutely.
Berry Kicks was that trank, dude. I had
Berry Kicks was awesome. That was a delicacy in my house. Yeah. Phil would fuck us with cereal. He went grocery shop, we're getting fucking non-frosted mini wheats.
Oh, dude.
I mean, just yeah, and all the cheap, the bags, the knockoff brands.
Grape nuts. Grape nuts should be illegal. Did you ever eat those things?
Yes,
they're unbelievable.
It's crazy that's a fucking meal.
They got to get rid of those.
Yeah.
Things. The vaxes, I think, are going to be like, they tried them.
Dude, they're killing my mom.
The vaxes.
My mom's still getting vaxed.
The boosties.
She's getting boosts.
Yes.
I was like, I told you, stop.
The booster is like,
stop getting the booster boosties.
Is basically Comcast.
It's, yeah.
If you're like
just ripping off old people.
You're getting it for some reason.
Yeah, because they still trust doctors. Like they, you know, you would think they're right. They go in, the doctor's like, yeah, looks like you could use another booster. It's been 3 weeks. Dude. Why don't you shoot that shit back into you?
I'll like talk to my dad, like, what's your cable plan? He's like, it's like $750. Dude, I'm like, dude, stop paying this.
It works for me. I just steal everything. Phil has
true.
HBO Max.
True.
Get Comcast. I get to watch the Phils. I steal $400 worth of Phil shit. Dude. He has no idea.
I'm like, dude, you don't need it. He's like, yeah, but it's right there. You talk to my remote.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
And that never, they're like, Phillies baseball. God damn it. Comcast Sports Network. It's like, you requested Paw Patrol. God damn it.
It's like an Indian spelling bee. Yes. I'm interacting with technology.
They can't. So I it's coming for us shortly, dude. I checked out a while ago. Yeah, I don't know how to do this.
Well, oh.
All this. This
yeah,
is
yeah.
foreign. Oh, I got this is, oh fuck, I don't know if I should say it. All right.
Society.
All right, I'll say it. Whatever. Ah, this is a tough one. This is exposing.
It's bad.
No, I just. All right. There so we're watching. I'm with my parents. We're watching Notre Dame football.
Dad
pulls out a butt plug.
My dad's butt plug started vibing. No, it's worse.
No, it's worse.
So we're watching Notre Dame. I went back home to chill with the boy. My father's got to be sober watching football, and it's tough to watch, man.
Prayers
he's
up.
Just white knuckling the fucking. Prayers up. He's white knuckling NFL Sunday. Just fuck.
Oh no!
Makes the celebrations hurt more.
Notre Dame's playing. And guy makes a play. His name's Christian Gray. He plays for Notre Dame. My mom goes, "Where do I know that name?"
Oh no!
What do you mean? She's like, "It's in a book." And I was like, "Is it like, I don't know what book it is." She's like, "Oh, I know." And that was quiet. And I was like, "What? What are you talking? 50 Shades of Gray?"
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I know exactly. As soon as you said.
And then my other sister's there, and she's like, "Yeah, mom read like fucking five of those."
They all
books.
Do.
And I was like. Ew. And then she goes, yeah. And then she gave him to Katie when she was done. And I was like, dude, that's fucking disgusting.
That's like training porn mags.
Exactly. That's what I said. That's fucking disgusting.
Most women are addicted to erotic literature.
Yeah, it's but you don't want to think about your mom fucking.
Damn, she has them on like top of the VCR. Yeah. Like at your dad. Yeah, she's hiding them.
You can find where the bookmark was. You go, oh, that's where she finished. And then tossing it to your other sister, being like, yo.
Get her fired up. Care.
Are they on Audible?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see that guy on Instagram who blasts?
This is Audible.
There's a guy who on Instagram who blasts 50 Shades and goes through drive-thrus. It's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. You see guys, like, and then he grabbed my ass, and you see a guy like handing fries. Like,
what the fuck?
I thought that was more of a bombshell.
That
than
is hilarious, dude.
It hurt.
Did you know right away?
Ruined
when she's, like,
the Irish. Ruined the whole second half of the game. Yeah. I just sat there going...
You just held your father's hand. You're like, it's all right, father. Don't
and
worry.
And my father, he's in poor health. He just had to sit there. I mean, that should have driven him to alcohol. A disgusting wife and daughter.
No, all women read that stuff. It's nonstop.
I had to get woken up at 8 a.m.
Who woke you?
Phil Pound. Dude, he pounds on the door like he's serving a fucking warrant. It's fucking crazy, dude. Nothing bothers me more. Doosh, doosh, doosh. Get up. That's how he fucking does it.
That's the best.
It's so fucking annoying, dude. No. And I'm furious. And then my mom's yelling.
Jane.
She's like a cat, dude. She'll stand outside your door.
Jane. Jane. Come on, let's go.
Oh my God.
Gotta get moving.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
You're having like grade school flashbacks.
Dude, I had a wild night. Yo, I also, these are my dreams, dude. Oh, I have wild dreams.
She's some cat, dude.
She really sits outside your door and just goes,
Shane. Come on.
It just rubs the wall.
Let's get moving.
Oh my let's God. Get moving. So,
green slime.
What you got?
It was during the Christmas game. I was able to put on the Nickelodeon version of the football game. You guys ever see the Nickelodeon broadcast?
What is
that? The Nickelodeon broadcast the football game.
Yeah.
The NFL game. And they include like as soon as I put it on, I was sitting with Phil. So that was very fun. I got to trick Phil.
Nice.
Got to put on the Nickelodeon slime football game. And so like when someone scores, they throw green stuff all over the field. It's fake. It's all, you know.
Yeah.
Filters and shit, but the first thing was like there was just a Santa Claus at wide receiver and he like ran a route and I could see my dad like, what the hell? What is this? Like, a player would score, they'd throw slime all over him.
Wait, like, so Nickelodeon pays to broadcast the game and slimes everybody?
Yeah.
Who watches that?
The field goal becomes SpongeBob. It was actually pretty enjoyable.
Kind of quiet. Yeah. Yeah, too. You can keep the watching game and keep your kids.
It was pretty enjoyable.
That's kind of nice.
I liked the animated Santa running around on the field.
Yeah, dude.
But it was nice to see Phil.
You know,
all the player like introductions were like cartoons of the players.
He probably thought he was fucking losing it. Yeah. Going,
I mean, he has been like out of touch with like graphics. You know, I mean, when he watches football, it's not what he remembered.
True.
He's starting to get like, what the hell is this? Because it's all like, it's like a, you know, like Fox football is like a robot. Like,
yeah.
I lived with my dad a couple times.
You
during the pandemic, I lived him hard early.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, Dad, stop going to the fucking bar. You're going to kill mom.
What, Shane?
I loved the dudes that were COVID deniers from the jump that just because they wanted to go to the bar.
True.
Phil Gillis and Tommy. Yeah. Those are the two guys I knew that were like, bullshit. Fucking thing's bullshit. Like, from the, never even looked into it once. It's just like, I'm not going to the bar. Fuck that.
When you dig into a bar and like go to a bar sober and slowly get drunk there, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing in the world. I love it. I
especially going when you go to, I was with Phil this week, just checking out, going to his old bars.
Mm-hmm.
Shit rules.
Do they have any like
just dudes chilling?
Do they have any
science has tried to like slam people for that? And it's like, dude, you guys are literally wasting your time.
Yeah.
It's like we've started to science put together shut the fuck up. Dude. It's like, bro, who cares, man? I'm more interested who made gravity, bro. Fuck off. Fuck yeah.
Maybe God is gravity, dude.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I can't stop. Just now I'm on a nice book right now, The Invention of the Diesel Engine. I showed you that.
Yes. All right. I'm happy. That's what's up. That's where it's at.
Just a nice tale, a nice linear tale that I'm following that I'm like, this is fucking
That's what dads get into.
My dad would sit there and watch
how to make things. Dude. There was like a history show of how it's made. He'd just sit there and watch like a factory.
Yeah. I like that show actually.
Shows rules. We had a family race.
Did you really?
A long time ago. My aunt, my liberal aunt.
Yeah.
Remember her? That was called Libs
Love the Run.
She just had a girl brain when it came to men versus women, where they're like, she was not in great shape at the time.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm faster than Phil. And my dad was like,
yeah,
no, you're not. I think he had a couple beers. He was like, we can fucking do it right now. That was at Thanksgiving. They were like, all right, we'll do the race at Easter. So they had time. Neither of them walked.
Yeah.
No one trained.
Yeah.
And then we went outside. Phil just torched her. She almost fell over.
It was like an old school sprint.
Yeah, it was like a 40-yard dash. Phil probably ran a clean 7-second 40. She was coming in at 15 seconds. She almost went backwards. That's how slow she was.
Yeah, nobody's slower than older ladies.
They're the slowest.
They're not built for speed at all.
Yeah, the toddlers outrun them.
Yeah, for real.
You ever leave your kid with their grandparents?
Hey, yeah.
Kids are gone.
Oh, they're gone. Yeah, nothing better than a nice family race.
Family race is nice.
I get there so early.
It's like my mom.
Yeah, I know.
For real.
I know. My parents do it too. If they ever fly, which they rarely do.
My parents flew Spirit this weekend.
Did they really?
They surprised me. Well, they thought it was a surprise.
Right, right.
In Vegas, which was crazy because they got there at like 10 a.m. on Saturday, which is when I was like, we should hang out. Yeah. But they didn't. They wanted to wait until I was watching the Notre Dame game to walk in. So they waited until like 4:30.
Gotcha.
And then I had a show. Like, I didn't even see him.
Oh, man.
I hung out with him. I watched football. I watched, like, the first half of the game with him.
And they were just there the whole time?
Yeah. But then we went and we played blackjack for a little after the show.
That's cool.
So the night before Friday, first time ever I've left the casino with chips. I won so much.
That's awesome.
Because I was tired as fuck and I was trying to go to bed. So I just kept going all in on blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, like, three times in a row and I won all three.
Eey.
And then I ended up with a lot of money. So
sick
then,
you walked.
Yeah, I had to walk eventually.
Yeah,
sure. I have a nice rule of I'll never walk.
Yeah.
Until it's so, you know.
Pot was thin.
Then you have to. But when my dad got there the next day, I handed him a wad of cash from what I... Ooh, I gave him 10 grand.
The winnings.
Yeah, I gave him $10,000 in cash. First off, when I handed it to him, he just goes, thanks. I was like, dude, you're such a piece of shit. You're such a piece of shit. I thought this
not
was
even
be,
pretending to be like, oh, I can't.
No, not even wanting. He just go, thank you. I was like, dude, I gave it to him. That was funny. So then after the show, we go play blackjack, but I didn't have time to go take out more money. So I was sitting next to my dad and I was like, dad, let me get some of that money. And he was like, now hold on. I was like, dude, give me the fucking money I just gave you. I'm not going to take all of it. So he gives me a little. I lose right away.
Yeah.
Because I go all in and just lose. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, a little more. He goes, okay. He takes it out and
he's peeling him off.
He's such a dickhead, dude. He gave me like $100. He's an asshole.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. That was funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. $10,000 in cash. Yeah, thanks.
Peeling the bill separately is such
peeling
a funny
it real
move.
Slowly and stopping to look at me. Keep peeling it. Taking one back, peeling one back into the pile.
He's very, from what I understand, he's a pretty methodical gambler, right? He's pretty disciplined and methodical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hated watching me
he
play.
Doesn't like, yeah, I've seen
of
before.
Me just being like, I'm all in.
Shane, come on.
Shane, god damn it. Now look at that. You lost. That's great. Just great.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah, it was nice though. It was nice having my mom and dad came.
That's fun.
But they flew Spirit and I was like,
how was the experience?
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's like fucking 8 hours on a Spirit airline.
So when you fly Spirit at Austin, you got to go to like a different whole side of the airport, which takes an extra 20 minutes to get to. I know people who miss flights that way. They'd be like, oh yeah, I'm flying.
I think Frontier and Spirit are like a different.
It's a totally
terminal. Yeah.
It tacks like 20 something minutes onto the trip, so it can sink you.
Yeah.
Luckily, I. Yeah.
Yeah. But they wouldn't let me upgrade their flight home.
What?
I don't know.
Dang.
I was like, guys, I can get you first class.
Yeah, I can get you.
Because I wanted to, not out of like.
Yeah.
Just at least, my parents are older. It's like.
Yeah, for sure.
I do like them in the back of Spirit just battling.
True. That is really
I should have got Philip Burger King crown.
The what?
I should have gotten the BK crown. He'd have no idea why. But just wear this.
Turn on the air. She turns on the air conditioning, but barely.
It's a fight.
It's crazy.
You gotta control it.
I can't. I'm not gonna. That's one thing. I don't touch people's thermostats.
I will touch my parents' thermostat.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Just go and crank it.
And then I'll hear Phil walk over and change it immediately. Like, who's doing this? It's literally he'll change it 1 degree. He'll put it back up 1.
That's so funny.
He's an asshole for that.
But yeah, I
return to the scene of the crime often.
Really?
Yeah. Every time at my parents' house.
That's crazy.
And it is a weird feeling jacking off in the same room you used to.
Yeah.
You go, damn, I've done nothing. I'm still here.
This is my true purpose.
I'm still here jacking off. I had a very uncomfortable conversation when I was home for Christmas with my sister. She was going to the gym and her entire vagina was hanging.
You intervened?
And she came in to the room where me and Phil were watching football. And she was like, is this fine to wear to the gym? And we were both like,
nope.
No, you should go with something else. And she's like, why?
Oh.
She's like, Sarah, we're not going to say why.
Oh, fuck.
Said, I don't have my fucking camel toe right now. It's like, oh.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But she did, and it was. It sucked. It really put a damper on me and Phil's day. We were just trying to watch football. My sister came in and showed us her. We're just trying to watch some Christmas Day football.
Oh fuck, man! Oh my god!
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Oh, so what was the resolution?
I think she did change after we yelled at her.
Tossed on the Umbros
because she denied it intensely, and we had to be like, "Your pussy is out." We didn't want to say it.
Oh god!
Yeah, she came in and was like, "Is this fine?" We were both like, "God damn it, dude."
It was like three drinks, four, I don't know. That, I mean, hit it with the ABV.
You hit it with the Phil Gillis, man.
I had fucking 2 drinks. What the hell?
I know. You did. I watched you have 6. What are you, a fucking woman? Shut up.
I was fully being like, it was the Down East holiday. I was like, they had like cinnamon and nutmeg. I was like, it was like 6.4. Nice. It was like 6.4. I was like, then they had local wine. I went to try the wine.
It was local wine.
It was right from around the corner. It was good.
I go with Phil to the bar, his bar. Oh. And it's always nice. It's always a nice time. It's nice bonding. Me and Phil don't hang out that. But then as soon as we get home, my mom's always like,
how did you get home? Did you drive? And he's like, I had 2 beers.
I'm like, nah, Dad, I saw you have 6. He's like, God damn it, shut up. You're like a woman. That's what he always hits me with.
Somebody trashed Phil on a comment we were talking about today.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was reading them to him.
Did it get him?
Because people were killing him. And then someone was like, why does Phil have such fucking tragically small feet? Just eviscerated him. He has tiny feet, dude. Phil has little tiny feet. He wears like size 10s. He's 6'2". So I forget. They were killing him, dude.
Oh, no.
Like, he looks like he's got Freddy Krueger's skin. He was like dark red and freckled. Like,
why'd you show him?
Because it was so funny. Because I was like, Phil, the comments are getting you. He's like, I don't care what those guys say. Man. I was like, here's one. Yeah, I would read it. He'd be like, he was like, what? He started laughing. Just got him right away. Just talked to him. He's headed down to the park right now by my parents' house to watch the 10 and under state semifinals in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, he's going. He doesn't know one kid.
Basketball?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Okay, okay.
I was gonna say, he doesn't know one child there.
I thought he was on some street. I thought he was on that street ball.
He's wearing a fucking MAGA hat. I'll show you. My sister just said he's literally wearing a MAGA hat.
I thought he was on that street ball tip. I thought he was going to hold the cone at the playground and be like, oh my God.
And run around on the court.
So he's just going to go watch some baseball.
Yeah, he needs to check it out.
I mean, dude. did you see my Father's Day post on Instagram?
No.
It's my dad in Maggie gear. It's my dad in Maggie gear.
Yeah. The dads are out, dude. It's MAGA time after that debate.
They're fully elated.
Yeah.
Japan started making VCRs.
I knew he couldn't resist. He heard the chatter start.
Doing a proper goodbye.
You're out of here? You need 8 to 10 tickets.
On Thursday night.
Okay.
Believe me, there's seats all over the place.
Sold out. It's sold. Pittsburgh Improv sold out, baby.
The cars are facing the wrong way.
I told you guys.
No, they won't.
They did.
When?
They ticketed your car.
I saw him park the other way, so I parked the other way, and I said, Phil's gonna come out and he's gonna say, guys, just so you know, your car's facing the opposite direction. They're gonna ticket you. I've seen them ticket you.
I'd love to see him touch my car.
If those fucking dumb pigs come out, I'm gonna push them. Phil, this house, we believe in science.
True. If I see blue lives around my car, Phil, I'm gonna fucking go off.
Fuck the blue lives. Trump's a pussy. Phil. Phil.
They put the rumble strips.
Phil. Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh.
Told you.
Oh,
both
that's
things.
So good.
How well do I know that man?
That's so good.
As soon as the red light comes on, he's got to be around the camera.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little glory hound, dude. And I also, yeah, he was going to tell us, you get ticketed for parking
against
the opposite
traffic direction.
Oh,
my God.
Breaks my heart to see him like this, dude. No, makes me sad, dude.
Yeah, Tibble. He's done.
Tibble, what have you done?
We should take him out behind the woodshed between F's and come
hit him with a shovel.
Just put him down, dude.
I can't wait to go upstairs and tell my mom.
He pooped.
She fucking hates Tibble.
She's been trying
to kill this cat.
Oh, my dude, this thing.
Phil keeps him alive because Phil comes home, has a couple beers on their recliner.
Mess with him?
Tibble's his buddy.
Yeah, man, this thing would be dead.
Yeah.
This thing will be dead in the house.
Yeah, Phil has a soft spot for cats.
I hate when I go home and everybody around me is a fucking dumbass Republican. Whenever I go home and I'm like, oh my God. I just roll my eyes, dude. Because
oh,
I'm,
God.
You know me, I'm nice.
Yeah, dude.
So like if my dad starts with his shit, I'm just like.
Oh.
And I grit my teeth and I get through the holidays
listening to
fucking ignorant trash.
I don't know how many more I have in me though, dude.
It's time we start discussing whether or not it's acceptable to go home and even hang out with your parents if they're going to spout bullshit.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
I would literally still go home if my dad was a Nazi. I'd be like, yo, my dad's wild.
Yeah.
If late in his life, Phil decides, like, it's time to bring back the Reich.
Collecting paraphernalia?
Yes. I'd be like, all right, Phil. Fucking less weird than women's basketball.
Go ahead.
I'm being mean to Phil, dude. Phil's
the best. It's not mean, but I think I know what you're saying.
I can't tell you how much I love my dad.
Dude, I know. We know you love him.
I love my dad.
I'll shoot the question.
I'm going to be so fucking sad when Phil dies.
Oh, man.
I might quit comedy when Phil dies.
That makes sense.
I might be done.
Jeff, just toss on
I'll
Jeff.
I'll say there's
Jeff.
Nothing funny anymore.
You have to pick up the team.
Phil's the laughter in my life.